श्री परमात्मने नमः।
इट इज आफ्टर ए वेरी 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 लॉन्ग जर्नी ऑफ द सोल आफ्टर पासिंग थ्रू इन्यूमरेबल बर्थ्स दैट इन सम बर्थ द सोल कम्स टू द स्टेज that the fundamental questions arise in the mind. Who am I? What is the purpose of life? Why do I become many times angry or restless? Why there is no peace with me? Even when in my own situation almost everything is around me. One may not have a very luxurious life, but one has the means to support one's life. There is no problem financial. One has almost good health. Sometimes disease is there with everybody, but generally good health, education, everything. All the factors are there. Even then, why I am not peaceful and happy? Fully satisfied? Is there some specific purpose of life? And if it is so, what is that? Such questions do not arise in the minds of all human beings. It's not, they do not. The largest number of people in the world, even today, are not concerned with these things. They are concerned with the same routine and the same things with which the animal world is concerned. Nothing more than that. Eating, drinking, sleeping, rest, self-protection, and male-female attraction. These factors are there. Human beings are also human beings in the body, but from inside they are also passing their lives in the same activity in which the animal world is there. If you impartially see, it is only in the case of very few people always that the fundamental questions arise. And remember, these are the people who are relatively many times more agitated than the ordinary people, lacking peace. Interesting thing. These above average intelligent people are having more mental problems than the ordinary. The ordinary people has ordinary way of life in everything. Got some money and then sex and then somebody applauded and became happy and then slept. This is to the rather more intelligent people, they are worried. Worried without reason. Unnecessarily. But they are not unfortunate by this worry and by this agitation. This worry or agitation, this absence of peace, is an indicator that they want permanent peace. They are searching. They are not satisfied with that present state inside. And therefore, many times I have said, even today I am saying, I may say this in future also, that they alone are really fortunate people. The people who are generally disturbed without reason are more fortunate than those who are finding themselves in rest like a swine or a buffalo. A buffalo and a swine is a swine, but not happy future. It's like the same. Because they want the final aim of life. That's one thing. And among, even in that category of people, there are subcategories. These things come to many, but then quite a number of them, they just bypass them, forget them, again get indulged into the same routine. But then there are some who reach this stage that they find it almost impossible to remain satisfied with themselves without finding the last truth. Then they become the seekers. The first category is generally of those who, out of curiosity or some particular problem, try to understand the path. But then, those who want to transact or to make practical what the understanding into reality, they become seekers. In Sanskrit they have said, jigyasu. Jigyasu means, jigyasa means desire to know. After that, sadhak, seeker. One who wants to do something or wants that I must get. Now when this practical thing starts in the life, then it has its own way and its own problems. The fundamental principle is that whatever we want to attain is already with us. This is the riddle. Nothing new from outside. It is already with us. Then what is the problem? Why we are not having that experience or that stability or that permanent peace? The reason is that before such a birth, there have been innumerable births in which the soul went on gathering the impressions of innumerable sensual pleasures inside. And now has come a birth in which the soul wants to get rid of those impressions, go beyond them, completely a different journey. So then what happens? One comes to know theoretically that everything is inside. Then meditation starts, because getting inside means doing meditation, withdrawing from the outside and then peeping inside. And then the problem starts at the level of the mind. So many thoughts, contradictions, conflict between thought and emotions, changing emotions, changing thoughts, so many memories. One finds a chaos. And many times one finds that it was nice when I was not on this path. It comes many times in the mind. What this Guruji has done? Nothing, useless. Rather, he has put me into a problem. I am going. But if the Guruji is real, he will say, okay, go. Because he has no interest in stopping for his own self. He has the interest that people should be on the path out due to compassion and love. But if somebody is adamant, he would say in a minute, okay. Because the Guruji, if the real Guru is there, he has not the least interest, the worldly interest, I mean. He has nothing to gain. So full freedom. He can say, okay, thank you. But then, the seeker also comes to the stage or comes to the level of understanding that if I go, what would be there? Again the same. Therefore, better is to stay and to go on trying. What I mean to say, it is a continuous process. One has to go on doing it.